ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم. May Allah grant all of us the tawfiq, the opportunity to serve Him with the best of our abilities, with our full potentials and our full capacity, so that we can please Him, the Almighty, our Creator. عند الاستسقاء بعد الجدب وكان من دعائه عليه السلام عند الاستسقاء بعد الجدب was the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the 19th dua of Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah, in asking for water during a drought. He says the very initial phrase, the very first part of the dua starts with this: Allahumma asghina al-ghayth, right? Oh Allah, water us with rain. Unfold upon us your mercy through your copious rain from the driven clouds, so that your goodly earth may grow on all horizon. وانشر علينا رحمتك بغيثك المغدغ من الصحاب المنساق لنبات أرضك الموفق في جميع الآفات. The sun, which is the great source of energy, under the will and the command of the Almighty, shines every day on a surface greater than the expanse of the solar system. From this radiation, thousands of effects are created. One of the many is the clouds, right? On the other side of the sea, the air is humid, right? The sun warms the humid air, causing it to rise. It then cools slightly and forms the clouds. And raindrops, snow, and hail are the beneficial products of the very clouds that are created by the radiation of the light, the infrared radiation from the sun that we receive on the face of the earth. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Our respected brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the blessing of wind, the blessing of the cloud, the blessing of the winds, right? Wind is also a very important and effective factor in moving clouds to ensure all areas of the earth benefit from the blessing of snow and rain. Wind has a special importance. Without the movement of air, life would not last long on the face of the earth. We live deep within a boundless ocean of air that surrounds the earth. Scientists estimate that this layer of air extends more than 300 kilometers above the earth and is composed of several layers. The thickness of these layers is not uniform and their boundaries are irregular. You're familiar, we're all familiar, and we've heard with one of these layers we are living, in fact, which is called the troposphere, right? Which is the layer closest to the Earth. And what we know as weather changes occur in this layer. Storms, clouds, fog, hail, snow, and anything else we associate with the air takes place in the troposphere, right? What causes air masses to form the troposphere? That's a good question to ask. You might never guess that the cause of these masses, again, is the sun. Right, the difference in temperature between two equally heated points on the Earth causes winds to blow. Do you know how valuable this is to the lives of living beings and plants? Do you know what an extraordinary order there is in the blowing of the wind in the natural world? Wind creates rain. If there were no wind, there would be no rain. Natural scientists say a cloud is an electrical entity. If electrical entities are of the same type, they repel each other. And if they are of the two types or the opposite types, they attract each other. Subhanallah. Again, one of the properties of wind is that it collects two types of electrical entities, which results in attraction and electrical union, right? Rain is the result of that union. Subhanallah. Therefore, the only effective factor in the marriage or in the coming together or in the unity or in the union of two electrical entities from which a child named rain or from fruit of which is rain is the wind, right? Therefore, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for give us or grant us the ability to receive water in a stage of drought, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do all of that. For us especially, right? Based on our dua. And if that happens, see how powerful the tool of the dua is. Let's take a break and inshallah we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, just reminiscing and thinking about and contemplating on the blessing of the wind as one of the ayat and one of the signs of the existence of God, and how important that wind and clouds are in shaping our lives today, in keeping our lives healthy, is very important, right? So when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think about every little element here and there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for us. We think about the clouds, we think about the rain, we think about the clean air, we think about the distribution of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the earth. We think about the wind, and we think about all of the blessings wind has that the human being has been able to discover so far, and there are so much to be discovered later on. One of the many is the energy that we receive from the wind, right? Wind pollination is one of the other. There's so many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us here and there. It's just requiring us to contemplate and to take heed. Therefore, if someone takes heed from what they face on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. One asked a wise man, "Where is God?" He said, "Where is He not? Where is He not?" May Allah Allow us to see him through every little dimension and through every little corner of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد